Now, today on Top Shelf here on Books and Arts Daily, best-selling children's author Andy Griffiths reveals an eclectic range of influences. Andy's written dozens of books, including the pun-filled Bum Trilogy. You've got The Day My Bum Went Psycho, there's Zombie Bums from Uranus, and Bumageddon. There's also the Just series. There's Just Disgusting and Just Shocking. He's even written A Stupid Guide to Your Body. His latest series is literally scaling the heights of children's imagination with a 13-story and a 26-story treehouse. So what triggers Andy's imagination? Let's find out.
Hi, my name's Andy Griffiths and I'm a guest on the Top Shelf segment today. And I've been asked to name my five favourite pieces of books, film, music or art. And I guess one of the, when I think about a book, I think perhaps the one that influenced me the most as a child was The Struwwel Peter, which is a German children's book by Dr. Heinrich Hoffmann. And it was a picture book that my grandmother had at her house. And it was like a 100-year-old book. It had yellowed pages and this kind of weird ink colour, quite otherworldly. And it promised on the story merry stories and funny pictures. But the stories were anything but, because it was a cautionary tales, and it would always start with a child whose mother or father was about to go out, and they would admonish the child, you know, don't suck your thumb while I'm away. You know, the great tall tailor always comes to little boys who suck their thumbs, and before they know what he's about, he takes his great sharp scissors out and cuts their thumbs clean off, and then you know they never grow again. And then the rhyme goes on, but mother had scarcely turned her back. The thumb was in, alack, alack. And then you turn the page and in the door flew open. In he ran, the great long red-legged scissor man. Old children see the tailors come and cut off, I forget the actual next line, but and cuts off both of Conrad's thumbs. And snip, snap, snip, they go so fast that both his thumbs are off at last. And the final horrific image is Conrad standing there showing his 8 remaining fingers and missing thumbs, and the mother comes home and says, "Ma," said Mama, "I knew he'd come to naughty little sucker thumb." They're quite horrific, but the sing-song quality of the rhyme actually neutralised the terror and made it seem quite funny. So you had this horrific image, and the illustrations held nothing back. So there was this combination of terror and humour, and various other stories involved a girl playing with matches. She burns herself alive. A boy who goes out in the rain with an umbrella. He's blown up into the sky and never seen again. So it was very influential, and I was both terrified and amused by it. And that was a quality that I tried to, I'd still to this day, try to bring into my own books, get you on that knife edge of laughter and terror. It's uncomfortable, but it's also delicious, and that's what can make a child, turn a child into a reader. Now, when I think about films, two come to mind. Three come to mind. Early on, about the age of 10, I was lucky enough to see King Kong, the original 1935 version, and that had a big effect on me, partly because of the terror of looking at King Kong's head peering in through the New York hotel room, and his hand coming in to grab Fay Wray was a fantastic, nightmarish image. But earlier on, also the combination of the adventure to the island, the dinosaurs, the whole action thriller part of it, the time travel, the science fiction, and the fact that you felt emotion at the end when King Kong actually dies. It's still a really sad moment. And so that figures in a lot of my books still. In the 13-story treehouse, their treehouse is threatened by a giant gorilla who comes from an island to get a giant banana that they've got in the tree. and he's attacked by 13 flying cats, which are the little biplanes. At the age of 12, some genius from my secondary school decided it would be good to take all the Year 7 boys to see 2001, A Space Odyssey, for an end-of-the-year excursion. And most of the year level were baffled beyond belief, but certainly for me it was a big door opening into space and infinity. And it wrecked all science fiction after that, because it all Star Wars, everything else, just seemed like cowboys and Indians in space. But 2001 was you know, this very deep, wonderful metaphor about evolution and growth, and what are we as a species, and where are we going? And so I loved that, and I've seen that probably more than any other film. I used to see it on a regular basis, and I lost count at about 30 viewings. And also another movie that had a profound effect on me was Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the comic persona of Paul Rubens, the American comedian, and his character of Pee-wee Herman, and the epic adventure of Pee-wee looking for his lost bike. Formed one, what I think is one of the funniest movies ever made, as he goes on this epic quest across America. And he's a funny sort of boy, man, child who's totally obsessed by himself and his own world. And as he bumps up against the world, it's very funny, it's poignant in places. And it was probably the movie that galvanised me as a writer. I thought, that's the world I want to capture, the drama of being a child.
Words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew. If we don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
Music has always been an important part of my life, and an important inspiration in making me want to write. And probably the person who really galvanised me was Alice Cooper. I was around at my friend's house on a sunny suburban Sunday afternoon, and I heard his older brother playing Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare. And out of the house, well, his mum and dad were gardening. It was just such a funny conjunction. His mother and father were gardening. The two corgis were running up and down the drive. And out of the house, I heard Vincent Price talking about the Black Widow spider and how poisonous, how lovely, how deadly, and how it's going to rise as mankind's most fitting successor. And I just went, whoa, what's that?
The Black Widow.
And so we spent our holidays listening to his brother's record collection from that point on, and I went through all of Alice Cooper's work. Another great album was Love It to Death, iconic album that really influenced a lot of punk, set the scene for the punk movement. Alice Cooper of the 70s was a great vaudevillian. And I think he was playing very much with his tongue in the cheek. He was, you know, the man that all parents were scared of. But, you know, you could see it was a fantastically elaborate joke. And he was a great writer. So Alice Cooper. These days I mainly listen to David Bowie for the same thing. And what David Bowie gives me is that sense of movement and change and not getting stuck in the one place, but to continually reinvent yourself and your art.
I said that time may change me.
Children's author Andy Griffiths there with his picks for Top Shelf, and you can find those picks on our website in case you want to track them down. His latest book is called The 26-Story Treehouse, and it's published by Pan Macmillan.